So welcome, ladies and gents. It's Tamara Mersicker here from gettingnaked.com.au, where I teach people how to strip off the layers of conditioning, stopping them loving their gorgeous self. And today I'm really excited to be speaking with Vanessa Cuccia, who also understands the importance of self-love and pleasure. So welcome, Vanessa.
Oh, thank you so much. So happy to be here.
So let's begin with talking about your business, Chuck Rubs, because as you know, I teach the ancient jade practice as part of what I call yoga for the vagina. And it was when I was poking around online and I stumbled across your website, which specializes in crystals for our more intimate places. And I thought, this is brilliant. This is a really beautiful way to help women dissolve some of the fears and shame and hang-ups they have around sex. And I feel it will really help women understand that sex and spirituality really are intertwined. So do you want to share a little about the inspiration behind Chakra Rubs and, you know, what makes your crystals that little bit different?
Sure. I struggled with a lot of shame around sex for a long time, especially... it was something that I always saw that was very sacred. You know, when I was a virgin, I held my virginity with the utmost respect and love. It was like this secret that I had, I wanted to keep precious. And when I lost my virginity, it wasn't the most, my expectations weren't met. So I had like my virginity taken from me at a time when I wasn't ready. And ever since that, after that, I felt like I had been gypped out of this very sacred rite of passage that I wanted to take. And so I struggled with sexuality for a while and shame, and realized that it was something that I was restricted with in my life. And I was living in LA, in California, and I was hosting a young spiritualist at my apartment, whose name is Jordan, and he's the creator of a web series called Spirit Science. And he taught me all about crystals and chakras. And at that time, I was also working at a sex toy shop called the Pleasure Chest. So I took that job to kind of get myself more comfortable with sex and everything. And that really helped because it was a very sex positive atmosphere and everything. And I had this great discount that, you know, was available to me, but I didn't really want to use my discount on any of the products that they had available, you know, because a lot of the products were plastic, you know, used batteries, and it just didn't resonate with me. So anyway, one night I went with my spiritualist friend with him to this woman's house who owns a large collection of crystals, and she brought one out, and something in my mind just clicked that that was the material that I wanted to have for a sex toy. And I came up with the name Chakra Rubs that night, you know, obviously inspired by all the teachings that I had just gone through with my friend. And everything just kind of snowballed. I realized that this was something that I really wanted to create, and I started speaking with people about my idea to create products using crystal. And everybody that I spoke to really inspired me to move forward with it, because it seemed like it was something that was needed to add these ideas of sex and spirituality together.
So you mentioned in there that you worked at a sex toy shop, and I've hung around sex toys a little bit while I was touring with Sexpo. And from my experience and research, what I found is that vibrators actually numb the vaginal canal, hence why I was so excited when I stumbled across the jade egg and I stumbled across, you know, what you're producing as well, because they actually wake up the vaginal tissue. What is it that saw you move from, I suppose, traditional sex toys into the more natural? Was this part of the reason?
Oh, that was absolutely a part of the reason. I would speak to customers all the time too, so at the sex toy shop. So I was meeting people and learning about the different struggles that people had while myself having struggles, and I was definitely desensitized by you know, vibrators before, and felt it was difficult then to enjoy sex with a partner because of that desensitizing. So that was definitely one of the reasons that I was drawn to using crystal as the material.
And I suppose, what did you notice in your vagina as you went from, you know, these desensitizing toys into toys that actually helped awaken? Like, how did you notice those changes happen?
It was a completely otherworldly kind of feeling that I was able to feel. It was, you know, it's hard to explain because it wasn't just about the sensation, the vibrating sensation, the physical sensation. It was energetic. I really was able to feel this energy moving through me. And now, you know, I have my favorite, one of my products is the Black Onyx that I use. Mm-hmm. And so I've been using that one for 2 years, and I feel like it has this memory of my sexual energy infused in the crystal. So now, even if I just rest it on my vagina or on my clitoris, I feel the energy. It feels like of all my sexual energy come through. So I'm definitely a lot more sensitive in that way, where I feel the energy itself and not just, you know, from a vibrator, like a motorized pulse.
Isn't it nice how you can feel that energy coming from within as opposed to needing friction to actually create that sensation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. And it makes everything, you know, more meaningful. And then I'm very in tune to my boyfriend's energy now. You know, it's like I feel his sexual energy a lot more now that I've been using crystals in my sex life, because I'm, you know, that those subtle energies I've become so aware of that now I feel like when I'm having sex, I could tune into his pleasure. So it's even more intense.
I found the same thing, because before I was using the jade egg, the only way that I would know that my partner had come was from his facial expression. Yeah. You know, like you could feel them inside you, but I couldn't actually feel that climatic build. And then after, you know, I woke up the vaginal canal, then all of a sudden every quiver, every pulse, every subtle sensation, it was so vibrant, and I could be there fully with him as he was leading into that climax. And so that for me was just like, whoa, this is amazing. I didn't realize that I was so numb.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Same experience. And it's really wonderful that I also, you know, can share with him, you know, I feel like because I've awakened to his sexual pleasure, I, you know, will tell him that. And now he energetically is in tune to me, and it creates this really beautiful circle of energy.
So then how have the crystals affected, obviously they've affected on that intimate level with sex. What about the relationship in general? How have the crystals helped with that?
Ever since I began Chakrubs, I have completely switched my focus in my life to this idea of self-love. Mm. The philosophy behind Chakrubs is just that. It's self-love. It's accepting love as the teacher. So even if, you know, I'm not meditating daily or you know, doing my yoga daily, if I masturbate, I'm reminded of these philosophies. So it's another reminder that this is my focus. I am working towards becoming more self-aware, and you know, these ideas are helping me be more connected to myself, and in that I'm connecting to my boyfriend, and not just him, but the people around me, because I'm seeing the world through this idea of everything is happening for my growth. And, you know, it was taking something like masturbation, which seems like a very, you know, just before I started Chakrubs, it was just this this thing that I would do to get rid of, you know, my sexual desire as if it was a headache. And now I, you know, that switched from something that I had to take care of so that it wouldn't bother me to something that was a signal to my own growth.
Beautiful.
And in that way, it's helped all my relationships. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, part of the reason that I was so keen to interview you is because self-love is such a huge focus for you. And essentially, it's at the core of everything that I do and everything that I share. And as I'm sure you'd agree, self-love really is the key to that growth, to that happiness, to experiencing a life that's really peaceful and really abundant. So I suppose, is there something that you could share about self-love, perhaps something that helped you fall deeper in love with yourself that might help others?
I think to recognize first that, you know, we are all perfect, but we are all work in progress. And really, like I said, to understand, to trust in the universe, to trust in yourself that, that everything is happening for you. So any challenge that comes up, any resistance that you feel is an opportunity for growth. And, you know, cause really my belief is that, nobody's trying to keep you from happiness. You know, it's just that you have to accept that's there, that you are willing to accept it. And that's receiving, you know, that's that feminine energy. It's receiving. So as long as you see everything as happening for you, your world just opens up. You know, my world completely just opened up once I accepted that. Once I really infused that into my being, that belief, you know, because it was the whole thing. It was starting ChakRubs as a business and using my own products and with that philosophy behind it.
It's interesting when you say opening up, because the cervix is essentially one of the areas that are able to fully open up a woman to those spiritual full body orgasms. And I suppose what I love about chakra rubs is that they're perfect for helping to dissolve that tension in the cervix, because massaging the area with a finger, it can be quite difficult. And obviously pounding with a penis, that only further desensitizes the cervix. Yet for many women, the cervix, it's actually, it can be quite tender. It can even be painful to touch.
Yeah.
Yet when you use the chakra rubs, you know, that can be a beautiful meditative practice to heal the cervix of that stuck energy. And, you know, when we look at Taoist philosophies, the cervix is the heart point for a woman. So, you know, what's been your cervical journey with the chakra rubs?
Actually, when I was little, my vagina was closed.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother had to literally open me up, you know, actually for 6 months when I was, you know, 2 years old. And I can actually remember one point, actually 2 points I remember this. One, my mother was opening me up and she had to like put cream on me so I would stay open. And I remember her saying, don't let anybody touch you like this. She was nervous that I was going to feel like it was normal or everyday thing for, you know, somebody to touch me at that sensitive area. And so for 6 months, you know, she did that and told me that. And I always, well, not always, but when I started ChakRubs, I thought about that. I thought how it was interesting that I was born with this condition that's very common, but that I was closed. And I've felt closed, like I said in the beginning, you know, after my experience having lost my virginity, and felt like, okay, well, I want to have sex now, but I wasn't actually able to feel pleasure. So it was something that I had to, you know, really work through. And, you know, a part of me thinks that it's all connected, how I was physically closed, and emotionally I felt very closed for a lot of my life too. So I had to really look at that and work on opening myself, my heart, and you know, when I wanted to open my body, having ChakRubs was like like you said, they're therapy for me. I'm opening myself up because I want to receive. I want to receive pleasure. I want to experience my birthright.
It's interesting because it's believed by so many that, you know, our biggest challenges are essentially what we're here to share with the world. And, you know, you being so closed physically, literally, and now you're doing this amazing work with women to help them open up. And, you know, are you able to look back on that now and see that as a gift?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's so, I love all the parallels, you know, and between the company and my own personal journey. I am, you know, a lot of people think or have this, you know, idea that I am an expert on certain things like sex or intimacy or energies or anything like that. But I'm really, I don't think I can ever see myself like that. I'm just on my own journey, and I created something for myself, and I'm sharing it with the world. And I talk to my customers all the time. A lot of my customers reach out to me and tell me about their journeys, and I'm telling them about my journey. So it's, you know, it's a very, you know, the path is just opening up. I'm along with my customers right there.
Yeah, I like that. It's been a very similar journey for me because I was going to be put in a mental home when I was 22. So for me, it was like, okay, sort myself out or, you know, go in a mental home. And so that's where I started, you know, experimenting with all these different ways to overcome the depression so then that I can start to love myself. And that's what started the journey for me. And now, you know, most of the clients I work with, it is overcoming depression or anxiety. And now, you know, obviously I've moved into the sexual area as well because it's so intertwined, so interconnected. But
I love that. Yeah, the lessons we want to teach, we have to learn the hardest, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not going to take advice from somebody, you know, who's never experienced struggle. I feel like, you know, that it shows more strength if you have gone through hardship and gotten through it than somebody that has just had an easy going time, you know?
Yeah, it's that inspiration that, oh, that person did it and I'm learning from that person, and obviously what they did worked, so therefore I've got so much to gain from, you know, taking on what they share. Yeah, yeah. So I suppose, why do you believe it's so important that we are grounded in our pleasure?
I think it spills over into every aspect of our lives. I think when you really are in your pleasure, connected to that, and you know, this sexual pleasure to me is just a metaphor for anything else that you can derive pleasure from in life. Mm-hmm. And no matter what you do, if you are really connected to your pleasure and you're enjoying yourself and you understand yourself and why it is that you're doing what you're doing, whether it be, you know, a different kind of relationship or a different kind of occupation, if you are doing it and you feel connected to that pleasure, you've won. You know, nobody can hold you down. If somebody sees that you're doing it and you're enjoying it and you feel grounded in that pleasure, it's just completely empowering, and nobody can touch you.
I like that. You're full, so nothing can get in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
So I find it interesting with crystals because, you know, we know that they carry energy, but so do we humans carry energy. And I've always believed that it's really the intention we bring to our practice or the ritual that we use our stones for that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this, and can you explain a little bit more about the energy of the stones and how that works?
Sure. Well, like you said, the intention, the ritual is absolutely a major part of it. Everything carries energy. Everything is just vibration or frequency vibrating at different speeds. So our thoughts have energy. So if we are carrying an intention and we're carrying that thought, that energy can transmit into the crystal. Crystal has perfect molecular structure, so it emits a very healing therapeutic energy, and it will affect our electromagnetic fields. So when we both have that intention of healing, and we're holding that, that intensifies the energy of the crystal. And mix that with your sexual energy, because sexual energy is, you know, very easy to recognize as that real, you know, that real energy. That's a real object almost. The sexual energy, you can identify with that. It's a thing just like anybody else, anything else. And when you mix that in to the whole practice, it can really intensify your healing or manifest a opportunity. You know, it's all intertwined.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, you've had many different jobs. You were a fairy at one stage.
Yes.
you've created your own chakra rubs business, but you're also a musician. Can you tell us more about your music?
Sure, I would love to. I've never asked about that.
My husband's a musician, so I'm all about the music, and I play drums as well. So.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Okay, my boyfriend plays drums. Oh. That's beautiful. Yeah, well, my mother was a pianist, and my father was a flautist. Mm-hmm. And my mother taught me piano when I was really little, and I actually went to school for acting for most of my life. I was in acting school, but I would cut class and play the piano and sing. So I think that music was always, you know, really my heart and soul. And yeah, I'm in a band, right now we go by Johnny Ray, which is just this alter ego that I came up with, but yeah, you know, music is forever the thing that really hits me, you know, in my soul. It's always there. Singing is also connected to, I mean, our throat chakra is the creativity center, and it's interesting to me that the throat chakra and sex chakra are said to be connected. Mm-hmm. So if you're very creative, it's also said that you have a very high sexual energy as well, which I think is interesting.
Yeah, we've got the vagus nerve that connects the throat and the voice box.
Yes.
With the cervix and the uterus. And so
yes.
The more sound you make, the more pleasure you're likely to feel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so for me, it's definitely connected, you know, my love for music and it's emotion that is my, well, I think that life is, we're supposed to feel as much as possible. And so for me, when I write my music, I'm trying to speak from the heart, sing from the heart as much as possible, which to me is very connected to what I do with chakras too.
Beautiful. And have you ever explored, you know, I suppose offering like sound healing or using your music as a means to create shifts for people?
Well, in my, I'm based in New York, and in my office where, you know, we ship all the chakra rubs, I'm definitely singing all the time. And it's something where I, you know, I don't say this anywhere on the site or anything like that, but I'm singing and using my own healing energies when, you know, around the crystals that get sent out to everybody. But I haven't ever done like an actual, like sound healing workshop or anything like that, but I would love to.
Yeah. Beautiful. It's, I was actually considering, cause I'm training up in Kundalini, yoga, at the moment, and mm-hmm. they use the gong for sound healings. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, should I get myself a gong? And then I'm like, I've got all these cymbals on my drums. And so, like, oh. I'm about to start playing with all these different cymbalscapes.
Oh, yes. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, that's where my passion is with the cymbals that I already have. So,
beautiful.
Yeah. And it's so nice to hear that you are, you know, singing that intention into the stones, because I know when I'm packing jade eggs, I'm sitting there and I don't do anything else, and I'm just sending love to those stones as I pack them.
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling a lot of you know, love when I'm, I don't ship the crystals myself, but I have my assistant, but I actually sing to the crystals in the office as much as possible. So, and actually somebody once, I guess, also knew that I was a musician, a singer, and did ask me to sing a specific song into their specific crystal. And I was so like, fun. Oh my God, yes. So it's always a welcome thing, you know, so maybe when people hear this, more people will ask me to do that. I would love to.
I like that. Yeah. It'll be a new service that pops up on your website, yes, saying, what song would you like me to sing into your chakra?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Now, you also use your voice for you're the voice of She Patch from the Patch Parables from Spirit, yes, Science. And you mentioned before that you met the guy a few years ago. How did that come about?
My friend sent me one of the videos on male female energy because he knew I was interested in that, and then I fell in love with this series. And he, Jordan, the creator, put out another video saying that he was traveling throughout California. And I just messaged him and said I had a spare bedroom. And that was it. Then he came and stayed with me for a few months. And we did that that series together called Patch Parables. We still want to do more, but we're both so busy. But yeah, it was simple. I just reached out and that was it.
I like that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And so yeah, it changed my life.
Yeah.
That one little, hey, well, you can stay with me, like changed the whole course of my life probably. Yeah.
It's amazing how just those, they seem so little in the moment, but they're, yeah, on the biggest scale of things, they're so grand because they completely, yeah, switch our direction in life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've got a book coming out soon?
Yes. Oh, wow. You did your research.
You know what? I was a journalist and newsreader for 10 years. So, researching is, you know, it's ingrained in me.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I actually have three books coming out. It's going to, wow, be a series, yeah, and it's through Lit Riot Press, which is a new publishing company, and I'm changing the title. Mm-hmm. It's funny because my publisher is very type A. He is absolutely amazing to work with, and I feel very blessed to have this opportunity to work with him, but you know, he has everything on his schedule, and I'm in my work, what I'm doing is I'm really needing everything to blossom and become what it's going to be. Mm. You know, it's a little difficult for me to plan this because how I'm approaching the books is very, you know, I'm going through the experience and documenting it basically. So, it is my, you know, what the books are going to be, there's going to be photographs taken by my sister, Rachel Rose. Mm-hmm. It's going to be my writings, which is really, like how my boyfriend put it, it's a scrapbook of, you know, all the thoughts, all the philosophies, all the things that I've come to ever since I went on this journey of self-love and, mm-hmm, awareness. So the first book is all about, you know, that first accepting love as the teacher. And metaphorically, there's photos of like me and my boyfriend, how that's kind of, you know, relationship is the metaphor for the whole journey of the self. And then the second book is going to be about really opening up to the shadow parts of the self. Mm-hmm. And then the third book is going to be, you know, the realization that love is everywhere. It's in the earth. We are love, and it's not about seeking it on the outside. It's about understanding that that's what we are on the inside. And so yeah, it doesn't have the title yet.
The title, because
I'm changing it.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting with that creative process, and I think that's probably why I self-published the first two books, because when you're given a deadline, and you know, I was deadline focused for being a newsreader all the time. It's just like, yep, half hour deadlines. You have to, you know, 1 second late, and that's just not good enough.
Well,
but when it comes to your personal journey, you need to allow that time for it to fruit, for it to blossom, for it to give you those lessons that it is there for.
Exactly. Yeah. And my publisher is great for giving that creative space. So it's good. But yeah, I have gone through a couple of different titles now, and you know, but so I'll definitely send you some info when it's more concrete.
Please do. Please do. Yeah. And so obviously that's you professionally, which for you personally, obviously you're expressing it through all these means, but where's that heading?
Oh my goodness. I'm not quite sure how to answer. I mean, like you said, my personal journey is infused in my professional life, and I see, you know, personally, I have a great need to feel as authentic as possible, and the only reason why sometimes it feels like a struggle is because I am still discovering who I am, and I'm always changing, and my focus is on evolving and growing and bettering myself. So, you know, it's you know, personally, I'm definitely trying to find that centered awareness and peace within myself, but in the meantime you know, I'm like you said, infusing myself into my work, and trying my best to discover all these things, what it means to be human, what it means to be on this planet for 100 years at best. You know, I take that as like a real, you know, it's like you should be lighthearted in life, I believe, but I take life super seriously. I feel like I'm very close to the thought in my mind of me being on my deathbed, and I know that may sound a little bit morbid, but I don't see it as a bad thing. I think about being on my deathbed and looking back on my life, and because of that, I see every moment as something with a lot of potency, and I want to. And I want to really show the universe or God or source or whatever that I'm grateful for having been given life by living it to the best of my ability.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
You know, it's been absolutely amazing chatting to you, and I feel like I could just chat to you for ages, because I think we have a lot in common.
Yeah, I want to hear more about you too.
But if anyone would like to know more about Chuck Rubs, how can they get in touch or check out your products?
Chakrubs.com, chakrubs.com is the website, and then always willing to answer any questions via email. That's release@chakrubs.com. And, you know, definitely if anybody is on Instagram, our Instagram handle is Chakrubs, and it's a lot of fun there too. So I would check that out. But yeah, I'm always answering emails personally. So, you know, if anybody would want to, definitely shoot me an email.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so is there anything else that you'd like to add? I mean, you've given us so much, but is there anything else?
Oh, I don't know anything. You know, I think that's it. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I feel great.
thank you so much, Vanessa, because I know your words will really resonate with those that are listening. So thank you. This has been Tamara Mercica and Vanessa Cuccia talking love, life, relationships, and of course pleasure.